me okay?
I can hear you great. You sound awesome.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I really haven't been, I haven't been changing anything. I'm just testing.
You're screwing with me because you're this early?
Testing your patience.
Dude, I have a 2-year-old. My patience is like, I'm doing great. I got a lot of patience.
All right, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Go ahead and add Kevin.
There's one set for stun. Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the Dragon Con podcast thing that happens every thing and stuff. And it's early in the morning, so don't expect anything witty. And joining me, as always, is a lovely bedheaded Lee. Lee, how you doing?
There's a reason none of us have turned on video this morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. Yes, I am bedheaded. It is very early. But for you, the 50 days listeners, we wanted to make sure we got this one in, and we got it in early, and so we're up early.
Yeah, but see, I don't think you understood. Early didn't mean we had to get up early.
Well, yeah, it does, because I have family here. And yeah, it did this time. But okay, so I got prepared.
Oh, did you? That's
I
the first.
Did. I know. Amazing.
Well, welcome to 2000s. Go ahead.
It's only taken us, 7 years to prepare a little bit? Yeah. How long have we?
I don't know. God, I've looked it up before. I remember it, and then I forget it. I know. But, I wind up looking at it. I look it up like after all these are done, and then I forget by the time we get back to doing them again. So we prepared what? What did you prepare?
Okay. Well, I looked at the DragonCon site to see who has been added.
Oh.
Because, yes, I know. I did work. So there are some colorists and cartoonists, comic creators. Excuse me.
Are there any tracers? Are there any tracers that are?
I don't think there are any tracers. That guy didn't come anymore. But and I don't know who some of these people are. Some of the names I do know. But yeah. So Alex Cannot is coming. Peter, I will say this wrong, and I apologize. Stegerwald, I think I might have done that right, who is the current co-owner of Aspen Comics and is a renowned colorist and artist. See, it's really early, folks. I can't even get that word out. But then we also have Mike Miller coming and a couple of other people and William Stout. So that should be very cool. And those have been people who have been added since the July 15th. So that's pretty cool. And then Emerald Rose is also coming back, which we're excited about because they're a fun day.
And Clark Gregg has not been added.
And Clark Gregg has not been added because if that had happened, the noises I would be making would be...
Lee, we would find Lee in the county jails, really, what would happen.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Kidnapping is not acceptable.
Not until September.
Well, that's true.
You wouldn't find me there now. But no, I would be very good. Or, you know, so Clark Gregg or James Darcy have not been added, unfortunately. Oh my God, that dubstep thing was so cute. I'm sorry, it was at Comic-Con, which pisses me off, but it was really cute. So, because I thought he was like all British and stuff and like all slick back. And then James Darcy, seeing him with that hair like all over the place, I'm like, oh my God, he has bedhead just like John and I this morning.
Well, we're not the only ones here. I mean,
we are not the only ones here.
It is a new day.
See what it is a new day, and it's a new Dragon Con, and we have new people that will be coming. God help them all. And because of that, I was getting there. You don't let me segue, I swear to God. But because of that, we have Kevin.
What do you think you're doing right now?
Well, just taking the long way.
I was. Thank you. This is Atlanta. I have like at least 17 different ways to get down to Dragon Con. And all of them have a road with the name Peachtree on it. But we have Kevin on the phone, who is also very nice to get up with us very early this Saturday morning and talk about what he does with a lot of the work with the Dragon Con newbies. Hey, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Oh, God. So, yeah, how are you doing? How was last year? How is this year? Are you ready to go? Because I saw from your Twitter, it's like, this is what you make goes, oh, shit, no, DragonCon is coming. This podcast.
Well, it is. Once you folks start podcasting, which we all look forward to every year, that's when I know, okay, it's time to get serious about planning.
Funny, it's because for Lee, it's when we get down to day 10 that she actually starts planning.
Well,
that's why we always get to have fun in the group, too, with all the newbies. And Lee is a great example, because some folks will say, well, when's the schedules out? When's everything come out? Well, some directors do it early. Some, not so much.
So, well, you know. And I will say, though, the ones that do it early normally are winding up making lots of changes throughout the
month. Oh, exactly. Yeah, so. Exactly. Thank everything you. Is written in pencil. No
Lee
doubt
just,
about it.
Lee just got tired of everyone harassing her, really.
I
wouldn't have anything to talk about and harass her about.
You don't have anything to harass me about. No, the one reason I did it is one year somebody was like, I planned my whole schedule around this and you changed it. And I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah.
It was all over there that it was draft. It was all, and it, okay. So sorry. It wasn't like I changed it the day of Dragon Con, which can happen. I know you talk to newbies about that, but,
there's the kid. Sorry, again.
There's some noise in the background, folks. We apologize.
So Kevin, well, let's just start off.
What do we do?
Yeah. What is it that you are doing over on Facebook and then also doing with the newbies at DragonCon?
Well, what we have is we have a very active Facebook group, as you folks were mentioning, entitled DragonCon Newbies, that I started up back, I think it was the summer of 2011. You know, I've been coming to con myself for about 10 years. I do lots of podcasts, genre topics, so I talk up the con, and I get listeners who say, I'm coming for the first time, and I have questions, and this and that, and rather than answering them individually, I finally said, hey, let me just create a group on Facebook so I can answer the questions once, and you can kind of learn from each other, and then, very honestly, just like a lot of other things with con, it's very, you know, organic, and it just grows naturally, and like I said, this year, we're up to about 1,600 members in that group.
Nice.
That is just pretty grown. Awesome.
Well, let me ask, it's just the community, you know.
What is your most common question?
Most common, it varies by time of year, very honestly, as folks get into the different preparation times. But the popular things are often naturally the schedule. When is the schedule available? You know, how can I find out about the parties? How do I get around town? Because, you know, getting a spot at the host hotels, as we all know, is difficult. So a lot of folks are either driving in or taking public transit, so they need to know how to get around. More lately has been a lot more questions about, hey, I'm bringing my kids of various ages. What can they do at con? You know, when is it good for them to be out and about? When should I get them back to the room? That kind of stuff.
Getting them back to the room is probably a very important thing.
9 p.m. Let's just, yeah. It's getting dusky outside. The light's starting to go down. It's time to put
the drinks have started
down.
Flowing.
Yeah.
Or so it's flowing more.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. And so, and then was it last year or the year before that you started doing the tours?
Well, we've been, you folks know many of the folks. I've got a great set of folks that really helped me out. It's more than just being me naturally in that group. I mean, but you folks know Kim McGebony, who's been a longtime volunteer. She's been leading the tours the last couple of years, just kind of ad hoc. She's been leading them. We've done them. A few years worth is kind of on our own and, you know, had a nice small core group of maybe 50 or 60 people who'd come for the walking tour on Thursday to kind of learn the layout. And it was great last year that the con stepped up and was supporting us to the point of listing our events in the official program. Both the walking tour that we do a bunch of on Thursday afternoon and a couple of Q&A type panels, you know, DragonCon 101. So that naturally exploded our attendance. Last year, they set us up in one of the rooms. So instead of the 50 or 70 people, I think we had about 400 show up.
Yeah, it was a pretty sizable. I saw a pretty sizable crowd going by me at one point, being led around. I think Zan might have been leading that one as she passed by. I'm not sure who it was, but yeah. So that's, again, like you said earlier, it was an organic thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're not officially a part of the con. We're a fan-run group there on Facebook and when we do our events. But again, it's a chance to allow more people to to get up to speed on Con. As we know, those of us who've been going for many years, I mean, it's just exploded in growth and size and complexity. So the ability to kind of get folks a little more comfortable early on, I think, helps a great deal to have them get more out of the Con.
Now, go ahead, Lee.
Well, no, and I think that is really important, because one of the things that always happens at Con, and this happened even when I came in 96, and it was only in one hotel, it's overwhelming because it is 24/7. There is something for everyone at every time of the day. And so one of the things I was wondering is, how do you help people understand that, look, you're not going to see it all? I think that's one of the hardest things for so many people. And I assume that has to come up with the newbies. I want to see everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get the questions that pop in, very honestly. My first year going, just a couple of basic questions. You know, what are the events I can't miss? And I want to see them all.
And yeah, that's when, I want to see
them. And the thing that is wonderful about the fact it's a community, because it's more than just myself and Kim and Zan and Sue Kissenweather and Michael Faulkner, who helped me run the group. It's now, like we said, hundreds, thousands of people who come in and offer their feedback. Hey, I was new last year, and here's what I did that helped me. So that's wonderful in that sense. But we really do remind them, it's, what are we up to, 37, 38, something like that, programming tracks. It's like 38 conventions all running at the same time. They all have their own programming. You're going to look down at the schedule, and instead of your local Con where you might have had two or three things to pick from doing, you might have 25. So you're not going to be able to do it all. And because of the starting early in the morning and running till well past midnight, you're not physically going to be able to do every single time slot. You've got to build in time to breathe, to eat, to sleep, to shower. I mean, all the important things.
Shower, yeah. All those important things.
So, well, you know,
Yeah, and I love that we actually, because, and I, again, we're going into other topics, but I mean, I think one of the things talking about schedules, having the schedule as an app now, which is on, I think, 97% of all phones. The great thing about that is that you can actually say, okay, you know, I'm going to, you know, I can color code them. I'm going to be, my plans for this hour are this, this, or this, you know, and you can color code them and put them in order and things like that, which I think has really helped that. Have you gotten some newbie feedback on how the app has helped people how they schedule themselves?
Many of us know who've been going for years before the app. We used to love those stories of, you know, printing off the Excel grid, color coding, you know, the can't miss events, the I'd like to get to events, the hey, if I'm 5 minutes away event kind of thing. And the app changes all that in the sense of highlighting it, but it also gives folks that much quicker access to the dynamic changes and the ability to friend other people and see where your friends are at Con. So it's changing that dynamic in a good way, and it's just getting folks more aware of being able to do the things they enjoy and do them with other people they're meeting, because that's also the thing. More and more in the last couple of years, too, that we've seen on the newbies is there's more folks who are coming and saying, hey, I'm coming alone or just with my significant other or one friend, and I'm afraid I'm going to get lost or I won't be able to make any friends. You know, how do I meet some other folks? And that's where the newbie events, the walking tours, and even the Q&As are like, oh, come on by. We'll have hundreds of other people who are there for the first time, just like you. You can probably, you know, strike up a conversation, find someone else who loves the topic you do, and then you get someone to wander with. And then you got great folks like Zan, who does her formal mentoring, and other folks who have now been in the group who kind of say, hey, you know, if you like such and such topic, you know, message me and maybe we'll get together. So as both of you know, and most of the listeners do that are longtime attendees, it is a very welcoming community and folks want to see you have a great time. So don't hesitate to ask. Some people think they're, you know, they're going to get looked down on if they don't know anything or they start asking questions.
Yeah, that is certainly not the case. Now, let me ask you, do you hit all five hotels in your walking tour? Because, I mean, hitting five hotels just during Con is difficult.
Well, we tried to last year. And again, with a smaller group, it was possible. But we definitely learned last year with the scope. And also, as you folks know, a lot of folks, when they realized how much real walking is involved, that tour knocked them out.
Yeah.
Trying to do all five hotels. So we're going to go a little more streamlined this year. Probably just hit the three, you know, interconnected ones, Hyatt, Marriott, Hilton, and point out where the Westin and Sheraton are. So we can keep the tours a little more succinct and get a little more folks out on the tours. Because it's just an awareness of where they are. You know, I mean, that's the other thing that folks don't think to ask about. And Zan even said it, and I've certainly seen it. I think you folks have. Sometimes the newbies just want to stick in one or two tracks because it's a little more easy to comfort level and not much walking. But for those folks who want to do everything with the five hotels and several friends who have the Fitbits, you're going to be walking 20 to probably 30 miles over the course of the weekend. You better be ready for that.
You certainly get your steps in, that's for sure.
You are, big time. And that's some of the, that's things that folks don't know to ask about. You know, wear comfortable shoes, have a water bottle, yes. Sure to hydrate, and plan to be on your feet.
Take advantage of the water that the hotels put out, too.
I think that's the other thing, too. I remember somebody saying that it was last year or the year before, who's like, it's so nice that y'all put water out for us. It's like, well, it's kind of necessary. We're glad to do it. And I can fill my bottle in here. I'm like, yes, you can. Yes, we want you to do that.
There would be more people laying on the floor than usually are.
Yeah, we just really.
Monday. The thing that people that are new don't understand, not only is it the five hotels, but each one of those has a different level. I mean, and some of them have
multiple
four,
levels.
Five, six. Mm-hmm. How many does the Hyatt have? I think they have the most, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got the little interconnected hallways down the corners. There's several there that have events going on, mm-hmm. sublevels and so forth. It's just like all of them do. It's just different layouts, too, that they have to get used to the fact that it's not a standard box, you know? It's not four corners. There's little nooks and hallways and ups and downs to get around.
Yeah, and nobody names their floors the same either. So
No, it's just a little challenge for us.
You know, you could have just called it 2A, 2B. You know, that would be easy. No, Bob's Underground Cavern in Steve's
Garage. It's the charm of Con.
Yeah, It's strange. And either that or they name everything Peachtree. So, you know, there's the joke.
Exactly.
So what made you start doing the newbie stuff? Why did you start that?
Again, I remember when I've not forgotten my first con when I came and barely knew anyone and was amazed at the great community that was so helping. I made friends that first year that I still have as friends today. And I know how much I felt lost. And how much better it felt when I was making friends. And I just want to, you know, the whole paying it forward idea. It's such a great event that there's better ways and more folks now who aren't. Let's face it, 10 years ago when I started, it was more hardcore geeks. I mean, you were the real hardcore folks to make the effort. And very honestly, now there's a lot more folks who are hearing about conventions and San Diego Comic-Con and Dragon-Con. And they're you know, coming without being maybe as hardcore. And they're going to get lost if we don't give them some prep on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's, we just want to see them get the most out of con. So it's just a chance to help out other folks. Really. It just, as I said, when I started the group, it wasn't to do the official Dragon Con newbies, this or that. It was just to help other friends, and it become natural by then.
Yeah. And you also sit on many panels. What are some of the panels you're doing this year? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun, you know, covering a lot of genre TV and movie topics. So I'll be doing several for in urban fantasy, probably American sci-fi and fantasy, Whedonverse. We're still a little early to know exactly which ones, but I'll probably sit on 8 to 10 panels as well as hosting the annual sci-fi drive-in movie event that we do.
Yay!
Have you guys decided? You don't have to tell us, but have you guys decided on a movie yet?
Yeah, this year we're going to go a little more classic. I mean, it's been wonderful the last 5 years. Myself and Joe Crow host that over in Kelly Harkin's American Sci-Fi and Fantasy Media track. And this year we're going classic. We're going to go with Star Crash from 1979.
I
have never heard of that. Who does that star? Are they still acting or are they serving Whoppers?
Yes, the main lead is the lovely Caroline Monroe. It is an Italian knockoff of Star Wars.
Oh, jeez.
It has Christopher Plummer in it, and it even has David Hasselhoff in one of his first major roles.
Oh, wow. I just looked this up. Oh,
It is oozing of cheese and bad lines and robots with Southern accents. It'll be gold.
Joe Spinelli is in it?
Yes, exactly.
Christopher Plummer. Oh, somebody needed a house.
It's English language, though, right?
It is English language. Yes. Yes, it is.
It only gets 33% on Rotten Tomatoes, though. So, I mean, it's actually higher than other. Oh, my God. You've got it.
It's higher than Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
It is higher than Paul Blart.
It is. I mean, we pick films that we know will be fun to watch with a crowd. We want folks to come in to boo the bad guys, cheer the heroes, you know, throw out some one-liners. It's watching a movie as a group, and that's the same idea. That's organic. We started the first year wondering if anybody would come, and every year the con has to keep moving us to larger ballrooms because we have, you know, lines going around the hotel to get in. We have a lot of fun with it.
That's great.
This is awesome.
Now let me fast forward to the end of this con. So it's the day after con. Now actually, it's not going the direction you think it is. And I've seen all my friends on Twitter going crazy. I decide I want to go next year. What do you think you should? What would be your tips for starting your planning for con the day after con?
Well, aside from the financial side of squirreling away some money so that you can do a lot of the cool stuff at con, we just tell folks to get involved in the communities, whether it's our newbie one or the official Dragon Con pages or Twitter accounts. Start paying attention to what's going on to get an idea. As you know, if you're going to try to do an official hotel, you're going to need to do it 10, 11 months in advance, 12 months maybe if you want to try to do it at con. So you want to start thinking about that stuff because that's the most valuable ahead of time, and then potentially saving some money certainly if you want to buy your membership. If you're 100% certain you're going, you can save money by doing that early. So those are the early things, aside from just starting to get your eyes on what's going to be going on by paying attention to the communities, because you'll learn so much from other folks. It's amazing how much you can find out and become somewhat of a, I won't say expert, but a knowledgeable con attendee pretty easily by just hanging out and watching and listening.
You know what? It just hit me as you were talking that there's actually six buildings that we occupy. I completely forgot about the dealer's room.
America's Mart.
Yeah.
In there as well now. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to even have more neat. Yeah. It's going to be big. And no, I mean, I think what's interesting about that, too, when you're talking about, like, okay, so I've decided to go because, oh, my God, this looks like the most fun ever. What are some of the things you just talked about, you know, start saving your money, start looking at that. What is the number one thing you would say to somebody to try to get them to come to Dragon Con? Somebody who's right on that fence of, I really want to come, but I'm just not sure.
It usually comes down to, what are you passionate about, be it what topic, movies, TV, space, science, whatever. If there's something you're passionate about, then we'll often be sharing details about that track. Some videos on YouTube, some podcasts, you know, the stuff that you folks do every year, the interviews. Can't tell you how often we share these, especially with the new. We had someone just 2-3 days ago say, I heard about a con suite. What's a con suite? So we share the podcast you've done with Joe. Oh, now I get it. Oh, that's good. I want to learn more about this and that. So
well,
you're unlocking.
They'll be ahead of John because, you know, he still can't find the con suite.
I will one of these days find it.
No,
I know. Yeah, I know someone had to guide me there. I said, oh, okay, now I know where it is. And then I completely lost where
someone
it was.
Someone, my Aunt Fanny.
It's
me.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a mental block for me. I don't know why. I just completely always forget where the heck it is.
Yeah, it's the passion. That's what folks want to talk about. I didn't know there are other people that love to talk about fill in the blank, whatever that might be. They just think they're a little odd if they do it on Facebook or Twitter. They don't realize that the main point, and you mentioned this many times, is as wonderful as all the celebrity guests are, as cool as that is, con to me comes down to hanging with friends and talking about subjects we're passionate about on the fan panels. That's what makes it far and above all the other cons.
Well, and I think that's the thing, too, that gets so many people when I talk to them about people who come back year after year and or people who have transitioned from attendee to volunteer. A part of the reason they've done that is because they were like, you know, that part's fun. The guests are fun. The being in the dealer's room and finding that one T-shirt or that one knockoff DVD, which would never, ever happen, that I've always wanted. Is fun, Star Wars Christmas special. But what's just great is really meeting like-minded people. This is our family reunion. This is the geek family reunion, which is what's so great about it. And you get to meet people. And how many of us have been in a room where two people who have very, very different opinions start in a panel discussion on that, in a fan discussion, and then all of a sudden by the end of it, they're like, all right, I get, you know, maybe that person on Lost, who was it, Kate, isn't that bad. Unless they're our friend Aaron Fever, and he will never, ever agree that any part of Kate is good. But so, yeah, I mean, and that's the great thing, too, about it with being a newbie is that you're just seeing it all for the first time. Now, how long are you a newbie? Is it only your first year, or do you have people that are newbies for more than that?
Folks love to ask that. Do they get a title? Have they progressed after their first year? So we haven't come up with anything official in the group, but it's nice when they say, I was a newbie, now I feel like I at least have a clue, or it's wonderful too when they start being the ones to offer advice. They figure if they're able to offer advice, they're no longer considered a newbie. So it's the progression of helping someone else out. You've kind of moved on and able to give some insight. So that's the wonderful part, because that's gold compared to what some of us longtime folks will offer in advice. This is someone who just did it for the first time last year. Listen to them, or 2 years ago, or they're a fan of this same topic you are. Maybe they can help you out best with where you're going to find the most panels on that topic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do the same thing. I mean, I'm from out of town, so I fly in. So we get a lot of questions about parking. Where am I going to be able to park best? Where are some good lots? And you get people experiencing, I've done this one and I prefer that one. So that firsthand experience, that's the stuff that's gold for people that you can't find printed anywhere. You just have to interact with some friends there to be able to find out.
Well, and I always love the people who are like, my favorite thing early on or late in con sometime is to go to some level where I can see everything. And just kind of watch the ants on the floor, because depending on how high up you are, no, second floor at the con suite of the Hyatt is not that high up, but it's pretty cool to look, to see just how many people actually are moving around down there at certain periods. And, you know, now that Thursday is the new Friday and, you know, Wednesday is the new Thursday, but still it's only 4 days of con, people. I don't want to hear it. So says Dragon Con.
there are
very few things, because this is something that does go on the official schedule, as we talked about just a minute ago, on Thursday. There are not many things that people are allowed to put on Thursday. So therefore,
the walking tour gets to be on Thursday.
That's what I said. Did you not? You're not.
I don't listen to you, Lee.
And we do get some folks who ask us, hey, I'm not going to be getting in until maybe very late Thursday or first thing Friday morning. Can you folks do the tours? And it's not that we're not interested in it, but by Friday, the volume of people trying to do a tour, it would take, you know, 4 hours to do just two of the hotels. And Thursdays.
You'd have to invest in those flags. Everyone would have to be carrying those flags around, you know, just get really expensive.
Yeah. Actually,
I'm sorry. I just got it in my head that there's like a Tony Stark hologram thing where you could like virtually do it. Like you could throw it up on a wall and go, okay, here's where you are right now. And here's where everything else is. And oh, that would be really cool. So if Tony Stark is listening, if he could get on that for us, that would be great.
Hey, Lee. Hey, Haley, Tony Stark's not real.
Shh, yes, this is Dragon Con. Everything's real for at least 4 days.
He's in Atlanta right now and eating at lots of restaurants. I see pictures on Twitter. That's not Tony Stark. Really?
You don't.
Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on.
Next. Don't say anything, Kevin. Shh.
I've only had one cup of tea. Gosh. No, Jake.
Kevin, so tell us a little bit about the stuff that you do, because you do not only the newbie stuff, but you also have a ton of podcasts, a ton of other interests that you do around the geek community.
Yeah, my main podcast at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com, my friends Wendy and Brent and I, we cover genre TV shows every week, discussing what's going on virtually any genre show, sci-fi, fantasy, horror that's out there. So we're always talking about those, and I also do some B-movie podcasts as well. Because I love that genre. So that's part of what grew up into the Dragon Con stuff, was just meeting friends there and wanting to get together, as Lee kind of said, face-to-face to have some spirited discussions and talk about things. So it's my way in between con to keep the discussions going.
Now, we know you go to the American Sci-Fi and Sci-Fi Classics tracks a lot. What are some of the other tracks that you hang out in?
Oh, I'll be doing several panels in Carol's Urban Fantasy track. Librarians, iZombie, Lost Girl, I'll probably be talking on those. And, you know, Arrow TV show I'll be covering. I think I'm going to try out a new track or two, covering maybe the 100 over in Apocalypse Rising this year for the first time. I always
that
like to kind of...
That's a big show this year, and we have a lot of the guests, stars coming, and I've actually watched at least season one, so
it's pretty
interesting.
More than the number of Arrow guests we have.
Arrow is pretty epic, as well as Lost Girl. We've got most of those casts.
That's okay. Hush up. The CW needs people to watch.
But I think we only have one guest from The Flash, though, don't we? And I mean, that's Robbie.
I think we have a couple of the ladies, Danielle Panabaker.
Yeah, you're right.
And Candace, I think.
See?
Okay.
Ha.
And that's also a lot of the big questions, too, having to do with the guests / celebrities. You know, what are autographs? How do I do that? Photo ops? Questions around that is certainly popular stuff for the newbies as well. So it's something they don't want to feel uncomfortable about and get some information on. So those tend to tie up a lot of questioning this time of year as well.
Yeah, and again, especially the newbie group over at Facebook, it is as much as DragonCon is, it is also a welcoming group, and there is a lot of variety of questions. So maybe you don't feel comfortable asking a question, but I'm certain if you search through there, you will find your question has been asked, or at least some variation on it has been asked to help you out there.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we tell, too, is even if you're not, like you just said, John, the type who wants to get engaged, just join and sit back and watch. You'll probably, as you said, see your question asked or something close. You'll spark a thread that you want to jump in and say something on. Go for it. We purposely say it's okay to ask repeat questions. We're the safe zone. We've all been there, so don't worry about anything being too simple or too newbie-based. We're used to doing it. That's what we're trying to do, is so that when you actually hit the floor at the con, you've got a chance at having more fun than you might have if you didn't get involved. So, you know, and that's the goal, too. I mean, the tours, as Lee is perfect at saying, everything is tentative, but it looks like we'll be doing our tours beginning at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, running through about 5 p.m. There'll be several tour guides, some great folks who help us, rotating, probably ballpark each tour, taking maybe about 20 minutes, give or take. So if you come over, we'll be lining folks up, sending them out. Myself and a couple of other folks who won't be tour guides will be there just to do Q&As.
Wait. All five hotels in 20 minutes?
No, he said just doing the three.
Just the three this year, probably.
Now I listen to him. I don't listen to you, so.
Wait, even all three hotels in 20 minutes. Man, you're making them run.
Well, you know, we're trying to be realistic to what it's like. When you only have 30 minutes between con events, you can't, you know, take your time sometimes moving. So we want to see them and get an idea. I mean, that's a ballpark. Again, it's a very fluid situation as we do them, too. We're going to try to have a few other options available for folks. Kim does an awesome job lining that stuff up. We got some great volunteers. Matter of fact, if you're someone who is a longtime attendee and wants to help out, we probably still have slots available for folks. If you're interested in being one of the tour folks, just join the main newbies group, and we'll be putting up like an online form to submit to help out with those too, because it's community. It's more than just a few folks doing this.
The one thing I think we've neglected to ask, although you may have said it, and I was trying not to listen to Lee at the time, where do the tours actually start?
Again, tentatively, the room we were in last year, I believe we're going to have the same one again, was in the Marriott atrium level, A601 and 602 there at the back of that level. And I believe we start from there and then head out in different directions depending upon the tour guide or however we're going to let it up this year. But we start from wherever room we get assigned by the con. So again, we're still 40-some-odd days out. That could change. So it's as usual. Check the app with the printed schedule, but we'll be there probably on Thursday. And then, like I said, we do the two other more traditional panels that are kind of like Q&As for newbies to ask questions or for us to share some tips. We'll do that Thursday evening from 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
And then first thing Friday morning, if you're someone who doesn't get in till late Thursday, the first session on Friday morning, 10 to 11, we'll have like a DragonCon 101 event somewhere. Again, check the app or the schedule for the room, but give you a chance to ask questions and stuff.
That is super awesome.
And check the app, because it might be planned in one space, but we are having some guests because of a lot of things going on that we're having to do at 10 a.m. on Friday. Extract right now is planned to have a 10 a.m. guest star panel, not telling you who. And
Clark
so,
Craig.
No, he's not on my track.
Yet.
He could find something that he's related to that...
I'm sure I could. Don't give me ideas. But I'm just saying that do check the app, because we think it might be even a week before, the app is going to be the most updated.
Every day.
And also remember to, if you are on Twitter, to put DragonCon in the @DragonCon, follow them during the con, follow your favorite tracks during the con, because we do pop up stuff up there. And if there is something, and the Daily Dragon also puts up stuff. So if there are late minute changes, even though they will be in the app, they also are on your Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And great. Even if folks aren't, you know, we're talking up the benefit of the Facebook group, but not everyone's on Facebook.
Nope.
We recognize that if that's not your thing. We do have a website at dragonconnewbies.org. where we list a lot of the great resources to get you started. We do have a Twitter account. We point out, you know, some great videos, blog posts. I've done a couple of intro podcasts myself for Con to just kind of get folks started. We have certainly the 50 Days podcast link there. Things that just, hey, I'm new, where do I start? If you go there, we'll have links to anything to kind of be a jumping off point to get you started.
That's very cool.
Sweet. So sweet. Let me ask you the final question for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to only watch one B movie for the rest of your life, and you're just going to be Agent Orange style. Clockwork Orange, yeah. Not Agent Orange. Clockwork Orange style. It's early. Strapped to a chair. What B movie would you have to watch?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a brutal choice. That's the Sophie's choice. If I went on instinct, I would probably have to go with Night of the Comet.
Ah, yes.
Catherine Mary Stewart, Kelly Maroney. Yes. Those ladies could keep me entertained for years.
And an early Chakotay. Robert Beltran.
Yes, Robert Beltran as well. Yes.
Oh, that is a tough... Dude, John, that's a mean question.
All right, Lee, let me ask you the same question then.
You know, I am actually sitting here and I'm thinking if it's going to be...
It means all the other B movies in the world disappear.
Oh, see, that's the problem. I think I almost have to go back to the mother of all B movies, which is Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Wow. You could sit through that for the rest of your life?
You could sit, yeah.
I don't know that I could sit through it, but if it's the only one I have, I think there is something so B movie-ish about it.
How many showings of that do you think before you start praying for death?
In a row, or
yeah, in a row, consecutive, back to back.
Oh, five, six. I mean, the great thing about Plan 9. While Night of the Comic is a B movie, I mean, maybe Plan 9 is more of a Z movie. But Plan 9, I mean, you've got a guy who knocks over a headstone in the graveyard scene.
Yes.
You have actual wires all over the place, like doing things. You see the boom mics all over the place. I mean, it's just, and all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, the director shows up in his drag persona. I mean, it's just, it's kind of brilliant in a lot of very bad ways.
And that's a big reason why the sci-fi drive-in theater event that we do has become so popular.
That's
folks just want to come and have fun together. I got to tell you, the thing that I love most about that real quickly is that, you know, we normally do that Friday night, and every year at some point later in the con, I have a stranger come up to me somewhere who recognizes me from hosting the event. And it's usually someone about our age who says, you know, I came to that event with my son, daughter, niece, nephew. I normally don't watch those films. They like them. But that was so much fun. We're going to watch more of those at home.
Oh.
And I love hearing that. And that's what the goal is, you know?
You have broken them. You ruined their mind, Kevin.
I've got some families to have some fun.
I'm telling you, man, Sharknado, Sharknado 2, soon to be Sharknado 3. It's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, I saw that Kevin sent you over the B movie list for Sharknado week, or is it weekend?
Week. I got seven films.
Yeah,
wow. Because it's coming. It'll end in the premiere of Sharknado 3, doesn't it?
And how are you guys satisfied with that list? Is it a solid list of B movies or sci fi movies?
Oh yes, there's several.
Mega Shark. Mega Shark versus Octo, whatever it is.
You got something. Robo Shark this year, Zombie Shark.
Mecha Shark, Robo Shark. There's so many beautiful ones. There's so many beautiful shark movies.
Three-headed Shark Attack? Who could forget that classic?
I don't understand either of you. To be honest with you, I have no idea what you guys are either smoking or, I mean.
I have literally
But we do know that if we go to con, there'll be hundreds of other people just like us.
Just like us.
And more power to you.
Well, I have begged for years, and I think this will be one of those things that they're finally, after I beg so many years in a row, they'll be like, all right, fine. I've begged that we get some of the actors who have done these movies and just do a panel on them, just do a guest panel on what was it like to be, you know, asking Joe
Flanagan. How was the day and a half that you had to shoot the entire film?
How bad was it to be against that really awful CGI dinosaur? You know, asking Joe Flanagan that, asking who is the old guy? What?
Tiffany. I said
Tiffany, exactly. Tiffany we showed and films
Debbie
last year.
Debbie Gibson? Yes. Tiffany and Debbie Gibson.
We had a blast doing that one. Yes. Joe Crow and I each had team t-shirts. I was team Tiffany. He was team Debbie. We split the room in half and booed and hissed. We had a blast doing that. Dude, it's exactly that way.
Kevin, do you not want to go up to, and why am I blanking on his name? Rodney McKay. And I can't get his name out. Real name. David.
Oh, David Hewlett?
Yeah, David Hewlett. Don't you want to go up to him and go, dude, seriously? You've directed two of those now and been in one. What is your damage? Seriously. I mean, do you have any brain cells left? Is it being Canadian that you can put up with that? I mean, I desperately want to ask him that question.
Well, I had the pleasure just a few weeks ago. I was at another convention, Indie PopCon in Indianapolis, and they did a salute to the folks at the Asylum who make the Sharknado and other films. I got to moderate a couple of panels with the guys who founded the company and a couple of actresses, just like you said. Sierra Hanna, who was in their Blood Lake movie with giant killer lampreys. And that was one of the questions I got to ask her. So how do you react to basically a big tennis ball on the wall that's supposed to be a killer lamprey? And she's very straight face. Come on, we're actors and actresses. We act against things that aren't there all the time. I just made believe it was the scariest spider from when I was a kid.
There you go. Awesome. It worked. See, I mean, that's just it. I mean, we love these. John, we'll get you. We'll get you there someday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could be old and senile. Then, yeah, you can get me then.
I like how you say old and senile like you aren't both of those now.
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Yeah, I know.
All right, Kevin. So where can people find you besides the obviously the Facebook newbie page? Where else can people find the work that you're doing?
The main place, again, if it's con-related, go to the DragonConNewbies.org. If you're a fan of genre TV and movies, our website for my stuff personally is at tuningittosci-fi-tv.com.
Sweet, sweet. Well, Kevin, thank you for joining us. It's always been a pleasure having you on, and you're doing yeoman's work? Omen's work? I don't know, whatever it is. Work. Awesome work. That's what I'm going to say. Awesome work with Dragon Con and with the newbies, and we appreciate it. And, you know, not enough praise can be lathered on you for that and for all the people that help you over there at the
at the newbie, it's a group.
Newbie
it is.
Site too. Yeah.
It is a group
effort. It's a growing community too, right? As you pointed out.
I mean, absolutely.
More members every day.
But it's the support of the con to let folks become more aware of it. And it is. It's the community as a whole. It's all of us. Let's face it. We all make it happen.
Well, but thank you for spearheading. That's really what where I'm going with that. So until next time, this is John for Kevin and Lee saying peace.
And bye. Watch Shark Pop. Tapas versus Werewolf on July 19th. Sharktopus versus Werewolf.
Did you say Tapas?
Sharktopus versus Werewolf.
Okay, we're out.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.